Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1009, for Saturday, March 1st, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Moving back up one to number 20, Terraforming Mars by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 17,010 views. That's a gain of 579, or 3.5%, and is 563 more than last week's number 20. Falling back a spot to 19, where it was 2 weeks ago, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 17,126, 116 more than Terraforming Mars, a decline of 4.1%. Also falling back one spot, to 18, Azul Duel by Michael Kiesling, published by Next Move Games, with 17,697, 571 more than Brass, and an almost equal decline, 4.2%. Entering at number 17, Nanti Narking, The Rise of Cthulhu, by Martin Wallace and Valdemar Gumieni, published by Phalanx, with 18,368, 671 more than Azul. Repeating at number 16, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 18,392, just 24 more than the Nanti Narking expansion, and a pretty hefty decline of 6.3% over 1,200 views from last week, but it manages to hold position. Falling 4 to 15, The White Castle, by Shay S. and Isra C., published by Devere, with 18,862, 470 more than Spirit Island, a bigger decline of 21%. 5,000 fewer than last week. Re-entering at number 14, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 19,035, just 173 more than The White Castle. Jumping six spots all the way to number 13, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skild Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 19,292, about 250 more than Vantage, and a gain of 13%. Moving back up 2 to 12, Star Trek, Captain's Chair, by David Turchi and Nigel Buckle, published by WizKids, with 19,617, 325 more than Heat, a decline of 5.7%, but it climbs back up two spots. Similarly climbing two spots back up to 11, Finspan, by David Gordon and Michael O'Connell, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 19,623, six more than Star Trek, and a bigger decline of 8.9%. So we're seeing a difference between the lower reaches of the top 20 and as we approach the top 10. In the lower reaches of the top 20, views are actually slightly elevated from last week, whereas now as we approach number 10, they are pretty significantly suppressed. The gap actually from number 11 to number 20 is 2,600 views, so it's been pretty tight all the way up and down. But the difference between the number 20s from last week to this week is 563. That's 563 more for this week's number 20, whereas the difference at number 10 is nearly 2,000 fewer. There are four new entries in the top 10. All of them fell out of the top 20 altogether, which were from number 6 to number 23, Sail, from number 1 to number 27, Sail Legacy, marking the 93rd time a number 1 has missed the top 10 altogether the following week, the last time just 3 weeks ago with Foxpaw. From 9 to 44, Ostia, and from 8 to 60, Fate Forge. Ostia actually spent 3 weeks in the top 10 before tumbling out. Number 10, Galactic Cruise by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games, with 21,942. Now that's 2,300 more than Finspan at number 11. That's a pretty significant gap. But it's, again, more than 1,900 fewer than last week's number 10. Galactic Cruise returns after 50 weeks away, nearly a year, and charts for the fifth time. The theme of Galactic Cruise is, well, kind of like what it says. It's cruise lines, cruise liners in space. And so you're building and launching them for these luxurious vacations. It's a worker placement game and has been kind of long anticipated on Kickstarter, as you might remember from the Buzzlist edition. This has been sitting near the number one spot for several months. Number 9, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 22,904, close to 1,000 more than Galactic Cruise, a decline of 4.1%, but it moves up one spot. Re-entering after just a week away, last week it was number 12, climbing up to number 8, Harmonies by Johan Benvenuto, published by Liebelude, with 23,333. More than 400 better than Ark Nova, and a gain of 8.2%. Number 7, Cyclades, the Legendary Edition, by Bruno Catala and Ludovic Maublanc, published by Open Sesame Games with 26,570, 3,200 more than Harmonies, though a decline of 21% as it slips two spots in its second week back in the top 10. Number 6, Arcs by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 27,899, 1,300 more than Cyclades, and a gain of 6.6%. This is the first time that Arcs has gained in page views in 7 weeks, going back to the early part of the year. And so it also picks up a position, spending its fourth week of the last 7 at number 6. Fourth week of the last 5 at number 6. I suppose also of the last 7, but that's less impressive. Number 5, Aridia by Cody Miller, published by Far Off Games with 36,206, 8,300 more than Ark. So once again this week, the top 5 are pretty dramatically set off from the rest of the list. That is a 21% decline for Aridia, as it has shed two positions for the second week in a row, going from number 1 2 weeks ago, down to 3 last week, and now down to 5. Number 4, Tiny Epic Dungeons Adventures by Scott Alms, published by Gamelin Games with 38,807, 2,600 more than Aridia, and a massive 562% increase from last week when it was first listed. Because this is a debut, a story-driven sequel, and also standalone expansion to Tiny Epic Dungeons, released in 2021 and currently ranked within the top 1,000 on BoardGameGeek, which is basically a dungeon crawler, but as with all of the Tiny Epic games, it's in a small box. This version, the Adventures version, is currently on Kickstarter with $350,000 pledged so far. Number 3, The Elder Scrolls, Betrayal of the Second Era, by Michael Gerns, Salem Scott, and Ryan Howard, published by Chip Theory Games, with 45,834, 7,000 more than Tiny Epic Dungeons, a slight decline of 3.3%, that's about 1,600 views, but that's not too bad. However, it does yield the runner-up spot after 2 weeks there, falling back one. Number 2, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 54,147. That's more than 8,000 better than The Elder Scrolls and is a pretty impressive 19% increase. And so after 4 weeks at number four, it climbs two positions to the runner-up with 54,000, which would have been number one last week by about 2,000 views, but is not quite good enough this week. Instead, it spends its fifth week at number two. Number one, Moon Colony Bloodbath by Donald X. Vaccarino, published by Rio Grande Games, with 59,848, 5,700 more than SETI, and our final new entry, another debut. It's described as an engine-building, engine-losing tableau builder, and players are not only building their tableau, but also contributing to a shared deck that has some good things for everybody, some good things for just some people, and then some bad things for everybody. Of course, Donald X. Vaccarino, well known as the designer of Dominion. For Saturday, March 1st, 2025.